Please welcome Kirk Henning.
I was thinking about my sister, my younger sister, who I'm so proud of. She had a baby. She just barely turned 18 when she had her first child. So she was a young mother and lives way up in Humboldt County, very rural. And her kids grew up and she went back to school. She went to college and she got her credential. Now she's an art teacher up on the Hoopa Reservation, Indian Reservation, way up in Humboldt County. It's a very low income there, obviously. So she's part of a program now that's called Turnaround Arts, where they bring in mentors, artistic type of mentors, and work with the kids in the schools in order to encourage arts in the schools. And it so happens that her school's mentor is Fred Geary, the architect. And so he comes up to the Hoopa Reservation, and for those that don't know him, he designed the Disney Hall in Los Angeles. He designed Bilbao Museum in Spain. Very famous architect. Comes up there, does workshops, fantastic stuff, and I'm just so proud of her. That's not my story. Horton Hears a Who. You all know that story, Horton Hears a Who? It's a Dr. Seuss book. One of my favorites. When I was a kid, I loved Cat in the Hat, but just because of all the mischief. As I grew up, Horton Hears a Who, I really identify with that character, Horton the elephant, who ends up sitting on an egg for Maisie, some crappy mother, and does it willingly through storms and snow and just keeps on sitting on that egg. And it should, for me as a grown-up, it's just so full of pathos. I don't know. It just gets me every time. It just pulls on my heartstrings. I directed a show a few years ago called Seussical, based on Horton Hears a Who and combined with another story. And the lead character, the lead actor in that show, who played Horton, he was a junior at that time, I believe. So I had him 3 years by that time. And every time I saw his performance, I was just, it just broke my heart because he just played it so well. When he first came to me his freshman year, I remember one of the administrators of the school coming up to me and saying, he was voted one most likely to go crazy. Just go crazy. He definitely had some emotional problems, very socially awkward, socially standoffish. But he showed up. He came in and auditioned for the first show. And we have singing, they sing a song as part of their audition. He opened his mouth. He had a beautiful voice, a beautiful singing voice. And then he'd read his lines. I cast him in something. And then so he did his job. He would learn his songs. He learned his lines. And everybody would ignore him, even in the confines of a drama club, where everybody just embraces everybody. Even in that situation, he was standoffish, and people kind of looked at him suspiciously, and he kind of felt the same thing as well. But he performed so well, and the first performance came up. He nailed it. He sang his songs. He acted very emotionally. Come off stage, he'd be very nervous, and he'd ask me to help him adjust something. And I could tell he was a little sensitive to touch, but I'd always, kind of give him a little pat on the back. And through the years, just kind of give him more pats on the back until by the end we were hugging each other. So he did his show sophomore year. And then it came time for Seussical, and I cast him as Horton. I had to. He was the best one. He was the one for that part. And so he played this character, an elephant. He wore a gray shirt, some gray pants, a little gray, not a fedora, beret, and just nailed it. Everybody just loved his. I mean, he told that story, probably one of the better performances I've ever seen in my life. And I was biased, of course, but still, if I stand back and look at it, he just put his heart and soul into it. And I just loved it. And the next year, I cast him in the lead in Bye Bye Birdie, I think. And I'll never forget, during his senior year, he'd grown so much, people started respecting him so much. And I'll never forget the image of one time sitting in the bleachers during rehearsal, surrounded by all these beautiful young women, and they were all just laughing and having a good time. And I thought, man, if there isn't a case for arts in schools, that's it for me. So anyway, there's a little story for you. We'll take a little break. We got a few more storytellers. Please enjoy. Yes. Oh, hold on. We have an announcement from our gracious host.
Okay, just a quick announcement. Last Sunday was the birthday of somebody who's important, made an influence on all of our lives, those of us in this room at least, Mr. Kirk Henning. Yeah. We have two types of cupcakes. Okay, there are two types. There's a chocolate stout with that's to die for. That's the one on the left. And there's a tiramisu, which is a vegan cupcake, if that matters to anyone. It's pretty awesome. So help yourselves. Kirk is gonna get the bill in the morning.